Okay. I'm 74 years old today, and isn't this a great day to start a podcast? I'm having help in doing this from a wonderful young man that I had the privilege of baptizing not too long ago. His name is Moses. Anyway, I decided what I wanted to talk about, and it took me a lot of thinking and several days and a little praying. But what I want to talk about is grace. Moses asked me not too long ago what grace was. And my best way of talking about things is either with stories or metaphors, because who can fully expound upon the grace of God? It'd be longer than that St. Augustine book on the Trinity, which I got through, but it took me a while. Anyways, this is how I see grace, and I'm seeing it better and better all the time. When I was a little kid, I thought that when you swam, you had to hold yourself up in the water, and that was the main part of it, and then you would propel yourself forward. But when I finally discovered that the water was holding me up and all I had to do was move forward, learning to swim got a lot easier, but it took me till I was about 35 to learn. I'm a slow learner about some things. Anyways, grace is like baptismal water, although maybe that's not entirely accurate because grace is not limited to those who have been baptized. Grace is there for everyone. It's just there, everywhere. And the reason that I'm getting to learn it better and better is it is hard for me these days to walk from my bedroom to my kitchen in a one-bedroom, very small condominium. I can do it, but it hurts. But when I take my trusty scooter and go to the pool, I can do jumping jacks. I can float. I can even swim a few laps. Not the half a mile I did in my best years, but I can swim. To me, that water is like grace. It holds you up so you don't have to hold yourself up. And the grace of God surrounds you sometimes, but it always uplifts you. It's something that's just there for all of us. And it's holding us up even on the days when we don't think about it. I didn't think about it as much when I could walk a long ways or ride my bicycle. But I am learning more and more that God's grace is there for us even in the times that are the most difficult. I've had some difficult times. I've had 3 cancers. Okay, you don't want to hear it all. But the point is, I could dwell on those things, but I could also recognize that God got me through all of them. And to be honest, I wasn't even always grateful. I remember waking up from having a kidney removed and thinking, not, oh, thank you, Lord, like I should have, but okay, what do you got for me now, God? Because I knew that if I was still there, then God had work for me to do. And it's still true. I'm not always sure exactly what it is when life changes, and maybe you have to take some time, I call it fallow times, when you have to stop and rest and figure out what God's got for me next, and to spend a lot of time praying while you do it, and God will let you know where your next chapter is. So, this is my first day of podcasting. It's a new chapter for me. And I thank God for the 74 years I didn't think I would have this many, but it's been filled with wonderful people. And even in the challenges, I see ways in which God continues to bless me. So I hope you know And what I'm trying to share in these podcasts is that God will be there for you too. Amen.